The Cabinet COVID-19 Committee will meet later today to look at the further easing of restrictions in June and July. The committee will consider the latest advice from the National Public Health Emergency Team, and a final decision will be taken by government tomorrow. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane.
Today's discussions take place against the backdrop of growing pressure both within and beyond the government parties to accelerate the easing of restrictions. Already the Health Minister, Stephen Donnelly, has been told by NPHET that things are largely looking positive. The Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil parliamentary parties heard calls last night to quickly ease restrictions on international travel and hospitality. Announcements on all these fronts, along with details of live audience events, will be made on Friday. The Taoiseach told his party last evening that government wanted to ensure the sectors that reopen can stay open. Micheál Martin said that as public health advice changes, so too will the guidelines for areas like hospitality, in a hint that rules in this area could be more flexible in the weeks ahead. While Leo Varadkar told his party the vaccine portal for those aged 40 to 45 would be open within days, and this group would be offered the option of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
The Minister for Health will update the Dáil this morning about the latest plans to roll out the vaccination programme. Stephen Donnelly will also outline the latest information about the continued impact of the cyber attack on health service executive services. After almost 2 weeks, our science correspondent, George Lee.
It is just over 10 days since the Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Holohan, informed the HSE that NIAC had advised that people in their 40s could possibly make a choice to receive the single-shot Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine or the two-dose AstraZeneca vaccine, but under very strict conditions and circumstances. It is expected that the Health Minister will address this matter in the Dáil this morning. The decision is complicated by uncertainties about deliveries of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, with the HSE saying it does not want any changes that could slow the pace of vaccinations. The state will receive about 285,000 doses of Pfizer's mRNA vaccine per week in June, as well as second-dose AstraZeneca vaccines for healthcare workers. And without any choices being offered, these two alone could be enough to satisfy the pace of the vaccination programme, which reached almost 300,000 doses last week and this week.
Young people aged over 18 in Northern Ireland will be able to book their COVID vaccination appointments from this morning. An initial 20,000 slots are available due to limited vaccine supplies. Further appointments will be released every Thursday morning. The Dáil has unanimously adopted a Sinn Féin motion that recognises Israel's illegal settlements as a de facto annexation of Palestinian land. However, Israel's foreign ministry has described the outcome as a victory for extremist Palestinian factions and claimed it would distance Ireland from playing a constructive role in peace talks. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.
The motion was introduced to the Dáil by the Sinn Féin Foreign Affairs spokesperson, John Brady. The government agreed to support it after an amendment was accepted which condemned Hamas for rocket attacks on Israel. Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney said Ireland had become the first EU member state to take this step because the scale, pace and strategic nature of settlement building amounted to de facto annexation. However, when the motion was passed unanimously last night in the Dáil, Israel's foreign ministry described it as an outrageous and baseless position which was blatantly one-sided and simplistic. A solidarity, people before profit amendment to expel the Israeli ambassador to Ireland and seek sanctions was rejected in the Dáil by a vote of 46 in favour and 87 against.
Chinese officials have warned that efforts to determine the exact origin of the COVID-19 virus must not be politicised. The remarks from the Chinese embassy in Washington follow an instruction given by President Biden to the US intelligence services to examine where the virus came from and report back to him within 90 days. Mr. Biden said he wants to know what further areas of inquiry are needed, including specific questions for China. There's been speculation in US media that COVID-19 may have accidentally leaked from a Chinese laboratory. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Take home heating efficiency to new levels with Grant's air-to-water heat pump and underfloor heating. Visit grant.eu.
Sunny spells in most areas this morning, but rain in the southwest will gradually extend across much of the country by evening. The best of the hazy sunshine will be in the north and east, with highest temperatures 14 to 17 degrees, cooler to the south and west.